Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Detroit had one potential moment where I thought they were going to win, and then they farted it away. But yeah. Seattle had five times as many.
Yeah, poor Kerry Carpenter, man, or as I call him, Kerry Bonds. He started out the game 4-for-4, and then you get into extras, and he's just the only one to get on base consistently. Just feel like you put the world on your shoulders in that game.
I hate that guy.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. His splits are...
For a lot of reasons. I just don't like him.
His splits are one of the more aggressively... I'll just call it awkward. In all of baseball, between what he does against lefties and righties, it's wild to me. But yeah, no part of me felt bad for Detroit at the end of that thing. And I did feel like the ghost runner in regular season we've gotten right, because there was a lot of times where I just wanted that game to end.
Now, the good news is I've been in and out on playoff baseball since the Guardians got eliminated. That game pulled me all the way back in. I watched Cubs, Brewers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have it on the TV right now, but I'm primed for the ALCS and the NLCS.
Yeah, it's cool, and I like getting different teams in too. Like it's fun having the Mariners in there. It's fun having different teams than what we consistently see. Like the Yankees always in there. It's fun to mix it up.
I don't think there's a chance in hell the Brewers are going to upset the Dodgers. However, if they can. I honestly don't even give a rip who comes out of the AL. I'll take whatever World Series you can give me that involves the Brewers and whoever, because whoever it is, it's either going to be the first time they've won since 93 or the first time they've won ever.
I might have turned on Pat Murphy, by the way.
Was it did he have something? Did he have a waffle in his pocket now?
Not like the big gigantic L flag or anything like that. You won, you earned the right for it. No, he's doing this weird thing where anytime any new reporters are in the room, he's making them, like you're a child, he's making them stand up and then introduce themselves, and they go around the room and they introduce themselves, and they waste so much time, and they're just, there's a difference between being like a fun hip manager and whatever that is. That just gives me,
he's so fun and hip that he's actually square?
Yeah, it gives
it's me. Hip to it, be square. Huey Lewis in the news. That's a real thing.
It gives me like summer camp in third grade vibes, or really any, that's my least favorite thing in life is we went to Charlotte's, she does daycare 2 days a week in the morning, right? And we go there to where she's going to do the daycare, and like when we drop her off and we have a whole like big meeting and everything, and everyone had to like go around the room and be like, hi, I'm Jonathan, and I live in Solon, and all these other things. Can't stand that. Do not like it at all.
Why?
And I don't know. There's something that's just incredibly uncomfortable to me about it. I wish I could tell you
saying your name and like where you live.
Well, they always ask for like a fun fact about you and everything. And I never want to say I'm on the radio. That's not the fun fact I ever go to.
Okay.
And so I'm out of fun facts. I'm like, I don't know what
Lindenwood Bowling, baby.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but nobody wants that either, because then that just asks more questions than answers questions. And then it's just.
So you need something definitive and fun. I think the problem here is I think you've gone from being fun, John. Our fun Jonathan to now being so fun, you're no longer fun.
Is that what it is? I'm not sure.
You pulled the Pat Murphy off.
Well, but Pat Murphy then making all these reporters, these respected reporters, stand up like they're that, like they're dropping their kid off at a daycare and announcing themselves and giving a fun fact about themselves is just very. It's not cool to me. It's just, I got the, you know, girls can get the ick and just be done with a guy.
Yeah.
I got the ick with Pat Murphy. I'm out of his shtick.
Oh.
Whatever that is, I'm out.
I'm built for moments like that. I will not only come up with the most fun fact about myself.
You'll make the room laugh too.
Yeah, I'll make them laugh, and then people think about it and they'll be like, oh, that meant two things. And I'll be like, you're darn right it did. Darn tootin'.
You'd make a sexual innuendo, and then Pat Murphy would be like, this is why I'm not doing this anymore. Yep. And he'd shut it down.
I'd get it canceled. And you're welcome, Jonathan.
And I would say thank you. Yeah, I would say thank you as I stand next to you and be like, this is my friend Nick. He likes to talk more than I do sometimes.
That'd actually be great.
Like when we had our meeting with the sales staff, which we do at least once a year, we, you know, let them kind of know where the show is, and it's really fun. But there was a moment where Jonathan just kind of looked at me like, and now you.
Yeah, this is your turn. this is where you thrive.
And that was the rest of the meeting. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
And it's essentially what I do with my wife in those moments too, by the way, because she's very outgoing, and I'm like, and so she likes to talk more than I do in these settings, so go ahead. You entertain.
It's funny.
You do that.
In social settings where I don't know people, that is Vanessa's role. It's like, you're bubbly, you're cute, you do the talking, and I'll chime in with a, and that's when the clowns came in. I'll get one-liners. But if it's people like if it's our friends, oh, hell. Well, I can chop it up with anybody. But when it's like we're going to a wedding this weekend where I'm not going to know anyone but Vanessa. I'm going to be the stereotypical 80s dad where it's like she does a lot of the work and then I chime in with, and don't you forget it.
And don't you forget it. I love that role. That's a good role. I've done a good job with that role. I do feel like, you like a little bit more than that role.
Not in that setting.
Not in that one?
No. Because here's the thing. I'm definitely getting the point. I don't know how to say this because I like everybody. But when it comes to friendship building, it either is there or it isn't. So I don't want to work for it, because like the best friends that I have on the planet, it's just there. It's just, you don't have to work at it. It's just, there's something deep there. There's some sort of connection that I have. I'm friendly with everyone. I'm friends with everyone, but I'm best friends with like seven people on the planet. And that's really the level of friendship I'd like everyone to have. And because I can't, it's like, oh, we're just going to be friendly. Okay, Vanessa, what do you got to say there?
Yeah. Did you buy a suit yet?
No, but we reached a very nice, so I have a suit jacket that I've worn, and we went to the store over the weekend, bought some new pants that will go with the suit jacket.
Good.
Bought two shirts, because I didn't realize we have three weddings coming up in the next 3 months. So we got it done. It's the guy there really approved. He kind of gave off Hacksaw vibes, which was really funny.
I like that for you.
So we had that done. It was and I really was a grown up about it. I only let my kids see my eye rolls every time my wife would be like, "Let's try this one on," and the guy would be like, "Yeah, come on, you look great in that." And I was like, I don't like this. It was so funny.
The guy was egging it on?
Well, because me and the twins, because the twins came with us because Livy was out at a friend's house. So the twins came with us, and the twins were the only people on the planet that wanted to be done with this more than I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they knew at the other end of this, they were going to the bookstore and they were going to Swenson's. So they knew, they're like, we just got to get through this and then we can go have fun and get, you know, too much money in books and all that. Which is exactly what happened. But yeah, there were points where if I didn't roll my eyes in their direction at it, they rolled their eyes in my direction, and we both did. Whoever didn't roll their eyes would look at the other one and go, yeah, I know. This is like the seventh pair of pants. I like the first one. I'm done.
Where if I were them in that role, I'd just trying to leave the store, anything you put on, it would have been like, whoa, now that's it. Is that dad or is that Tom Cruise that just walked in?
No.
That's a role I would have played. Just get out of there.
This is a talent that Vanessa has. Vanessa would see right through that. Mm. Yeah. She knows. Because one time I was like, oh, I think it's awesome. She's like, shut up and go put on the next one. You absolute moron.
And I was like, good. You need the checks and balances in life.
You got a point there. Sid, welcome to the show, Sid.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, Jonathan, I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, Sid. How you been, buddy?
Hanging in there. What do you call a Danish with a hole?
What's that?
I call it a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A donut. Na 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 ba 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 na 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 na. You know, we gotta get rid of this Marty Schottenheimer. You know, I'm sick of this guy calling his own plays, the Schumer and everything. Just Stefanski, he's gotta go. It's the bottom line. It's gotta end immediately. I was talking to the call screener. He's like, I don't want to do it mid-season. Baloney. We gotta get rid of this guy and start anew. I don't know, bring in Gruden or something. What do you guys think?
Nick likes Gruden a lot.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I like Gruden more than I like... Yeah, you know what? I take it back. I do like Gruden. I don't hate that idea.
I'm telling you what. We got to get rid of him. We got to start anew. But you know, I got a stepladder.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I never knew my real ladder.
Oh! All right. 5.4. 5.4 right. out of 10. Thank
Good
you,
job, Sid. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
The only thing I would say is he went baloney. Why didn't we get like an Italian cut there? Like, this guy's made of gabagool. Like something like that, right? Well, you wouldn't say gabagool because everybody likes gabagool, but you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
This man's guy, he's like Prosecco. I don't know. Is it Prosecco a cut of meat? I don't know.
Now you're just doing Sebastian Maniscalco.
Have some Senka. Have some Senka. If everybody just have some Sanka, maybe it's stop making.
Jax was very quick on that one.
Yeah, he was ready.
He was very ready.
We call that profiling, Jax. All right. Let's go with Joe in Elyria. Oh, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Nick, Jonathan, great. Thanks for having me on the show. Really love your guys' realist point of view with everything going on, especially with the Browns. Really, I kind of had a comparison with what's going on with Kevin Stefanski, and it's outside of the NFL. If you look at like the Showtime Lakers of the 80s and a guy like Paul Westhead, you know, he was a pretty smart guy, had success in his field. No one would question that he was a smart coach, but he had this system that he just would not deviate from, and he had talent that didn't fit the system. I kind of equate Kevin Stefanski to a similar NFL version, you know, a smart guy. You can't fault him for that. He's an Ivy League graduate, but he has this system that he just won't let go of. And the system has really produced two Coach of the Year awards, you know, which are accolades you can hang your hat on, but they're past accolades. Now you have, you know, an offense that's struggling and he just won't give it up. I really do agree with a lot of these callers here and you guys on the show. I think it's time for him to go, you know, but I also agree with the Bert and Ernie, you know, type of feel, and I do think that you actually have three stooges, you know, and not just a Bert and Ernie. I think you have Paul D. Podesta, number one. You have Kevin Stefanski, number two, and Andrew Berry is number three. I think the only one that gets a pass is somebody like Berry, who's proven with current accolades they can produce a good draft class. But I do think there comes a time where you're going to have to cut ties with all three. You know, right now, if he'd take the job, I would definitely – you know, kind of use an interim coaching position and get Schwartz up, you know, as a fill-in and a stopgap. And I don't think he wants to be a head coach permanently. That's up to him. But I think he's the only person qualified and capable of taking over until we do a new head coaching search. And that's really my take, and I kind of want to hear what you guys have to say.
Joe, we appreciate you. One, Paul Westhead, played by the incredible Tracy Letts in the Showtime show that should still be going on.
I just kept thinking of the guy that played Jack McKinney falling off of his bicycle.
Actually, no. Yeah, no, that's actually Jack McKinney. So it's Jason Segel who plays Paul Westhead. Good save there. All right, there's a lot there. One, it'd be the worst version of Three Stooges ever because there's no Curly. And Curly made the Three Stooges. Two, I disagree with Barry. Four good draft picks doesn't undo the world of crap that he had pulled the previous 5 years. That being said, I think the writing's on the wall for Kevin Stefanski. But unless you intend on making Jim Schwartz the actual head coach, I don't think there's any point in pulling that plug early.
And I think Jim Schwartz knows that, by the way. And so it would be it could get dicey really quick. But of course, this whole thing can get dicey really quick.
Oh!
Oh!
Have some Sanka.
Have some Sanka.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.